This is Louis Navaliers, Monday, March 27th. Well, the stock market opened strongly today after news that Silicon Valley Bank was being acquired by another bank. So that chapter is hopefully over. But Treasury bond yields were up quite a bit, even especially on the two-year note. And, you know, be honest with you, that's not good, okay? So the market's losing its mojo a bit. The one thing I will say about the market is we are definitely in an economic recovery now. We are definitely looking at 3% GDP growth for the U.S. And so we really don't have to worry looking forward because earnings will continue to improve. Now, the thing that's very odd is, you know, the NASDAQ 100 is up 20% from its lows. And the Wall Street Journal documented that Apple and Microsoft now have the highest combined weights in the S&P ever recorded at 13.3%. Now, what's odd about that is Microsoft, when they have beat, they've guided lower because the strong dollar impedes their international sales. And the analysts are estimating a little more than 3% sales growth for Microsoft, but only 0.5% earnings growth. In Apple's case, they're forecasted sales earnings are negative. Now, they might beat, of course. So, you know, I find it very odd that the two big leaders don't have any significant earnings growth. So, now, of course, these are very good dividend growth stocks as well, and they will have growth later. But it's interesting what's happened to the market. The FANG stocks have been defanged. When we look back on what happened, no doubt that not only are Apple, Microsoft the leader, but NVIDIA is probably the tech leader because they benefit from all the AI, all the chat box, GPT gossip. And so NVIDIA has definitely emerged as the tech leader. The semiconductor equipment business is very good. This more robust job growth bodes well for crude oil prices and things like that. So I think you're going to see the stock market oscillate this week. This is quarter and window dressing. The small caps were a lot stronger than other stocks today. And so the small caps tend to naturally benefit from quarter and window dressing. But, you know, I'm not too worried. I just want you to know that we're going to be oscillating here a bit. And I'm pretty convinced the Fed's done raising rates. But, you know, I don't like to see the Treasury yields gyrate the way they're gyrating because it just means that things need to settle down a bit. And, you know, the Treasury securities are the most liquid securities in the world. So when those things are swinging, it means that the world hasn't made up its mind what course we're on. But from everything I can see, we're on the path to a good economic recovery here. There's no recession risk. Now, of course, in Europe, you know, they're having protests. The French strikes have been going on for some time, or the retirement reforms, and that's obviously been passed by President Macron without any legislative input. So there's been a no confidence vote against him, and he survived that. But, you know, they're still protesting because they're mad at him. There's protests in Germany today. Obviously, everybody wants higher pay. Inflation is still a much bigger problem in Europe than it is in America. And I have hope that we're going to get the personal consumption expenditure index later this week on Friday. And I have hope that it'll continue to decelerate, which means the Fed can stay on course and essentially do most of their activity with open market action versus raising rates. Otherwise, that's about it. So enjoy quarter end window dressing. Don't worry about daily oscillations. You know, the crude oil prices were open up firm today. They're going to oscillate too, but they do go up in the spring. So don't let the daily oscillations bother you. The spread between WTI and Brent crude is very wide right now. So that's good for our refiners that we own. And basically, it's just time to cheer up, focus on the springtime, and celebrate everything. So I'm expecting the market's breath and power to improve when those first quarter results come out. So it's going to be very, very interesting. The banks, of course, will lead the way. If the JP Morgans of the world and some of the big banks do have better than expected earnings, that's going to help restore confidence as well. So that's it, everybody. It's Lee Navalier. Just want to give this quick market update. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.